Oregonians will decide this fall whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Measure 91 would allow adults in Oregon to grow, process, and sell under state regulation. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
I've come to this crowded Portland brew pub to find people who want to legalize recreational marijuana in Oregon. It's a campaign party held by the group behind Measure 91. But there's no one smoking pot here, at least not inside. You can't legally smoke anything in Oregon restaurants, much less weed. But it's not hard to find people who fess up to enjoying a joint now and then. People like Travis Hackett.
I've used it for a long time. I've known a lot of people who've used it for a long time. I've known very few people who've ever run into any problems while using it, other than legal issues.
Now, those legal issues might make some people think twice about speaking to a reporter about their marijuana use. But pot activists clearly see a new era on the horizon. Portlander Russ Belville hosts a daily online marijuana talk show. He compares the growing acceptance of marijuana to the growing acceptance of gay marriage.
We've been forced to be in a smoky closet, if you will, hiding who we are. And now, as more and more people have become medical marijuana patients or upfront recreational users, there's less stigma, there's less fear of the unknown.
Belville says it's a far cry from when he first started advocating for marijuana legalization back in the 80s.
There was nowhere to talk about this, and if you broach the question that you were suspected of being a criminal, you're interested in a marijuana question, why is that? And you're inviting, you know, scrutiny into your own personal habits.
Belville and other Measure 91 supporters say marijuana should be taxed and regulated in much the same way as alcohol is in Oregon. They say it would bring in millions of dollars in new revenue to the state and would provide oversight to a product that is widely used already. Oregon would join Washington and Colorado in legalizing pot if the initiative passes. Supporters say there's a groundswell nationally to ease laws on marijuana and that it's only a matter of time. For now, though, without a medical reason, it's still a crime to light up. So when I asked Belville what I'd seen him enjoying on the sidewalk before our interview, he said,
I'm afraid the Fifth Amendment applies in this case. Thanks.
Another person I spoke to freely admitted to smoking weed, just not recently, and definitely not at the pro-legalization party. Josh Marquis is the district attorney of Clatsop County, Oregon. I caught up with him after a debate of Measure 91 at the Salem City Club. He's long been one of the state's leading voices against recreational marijuana use, and he says he used marijuana back in his college days.
What I remember is within about 20 seconds of taking a hit, I felt it right then and there. It's not like taking a couple beers or a couple glasses of wine and feeling slightly relaxed. You are immediately you can tell when you're stoned.
Marquis says the legalization crowd is understating the risks of using marijuana. And he says Measure 91 in particular is way too cavalier. For instance, if the initiative passes, adults could have up to a half pound of marijuana at home.
That is a lot of marijuana.
In fact, it's 8 times as much as the law allows in Washington. And it would remain illegal under federal law even if the measure passes. Marquis says he's also concerned about the potential for many more drivers to hit the road under the influence of marijuana. That's something he already sees as a prosecutor.
Now, is it as big a deal as using heroin or oxycodone or something like that? No, it's not. But it's not entirely benign or without risk.
Oregon voters rejected a marijuana legalization measure 2 years ago. Backers of this effort say the new measure is written to address concerns raised by opponents the first time around over regulation issues. Oregon was the first state to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. That happened back in 1973. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.